Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trevor speaking. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm having a problem with my bill. I answered a survey for the COVID virus vaccine, and I was to get a free gift for it. Well, now on my account, and I cleared everything yesterday and canceled everything and have a number stating that I canceled it, and my bank wasn't supposed to pay the bill of $91.89. Now, I spoke to
can
a crystal.
Can I get a zip code so I can pull up your account?
Yes. It's 19067.
For that, and your first and last name?
It's Diane Ledes, L-E-D as in David, E-S as in Sam.
All right. Did you see you have an account? Can you just verify that address for security purposes?
Sure, 129 Louise Drive.
Thank you for that. All right, so you can continue.
Okay, so I called yesterday, and I got the discontinuation number with code, which was K-C-O-0-21. And the fraud people also I was in contact with because they called me first, and they said that everything was cleared because now that they got this code. So I look at my bill now on my computer, and it was paid by the bank April 14th. I called the bank, and the bank, because the girl told me that I have to deal with my bank. And the bank said, no, you have to deal with the company who charged this even after they gave you a discontinuation number.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm telling you, you called on the 14th and got it canceled. We billed you.
No, I called
the
on the 13th and got it canceled.
No, ma'am. You called at 12:27. That's when.
Right,
you
right. Today's the 15th. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, right. So the 14th.
You were, but it's. I'm seeing here at 5:54 a.m. is when the last time we billed you for the product. So you were
billed
on the 13th.
Billed, even
you
though
called,
I got the cancellation.
Yes, ma'am. You were already billed before you called to cancel.
Well, see, the bank didn't tell me that, or the fraud people. But I did not say yes to any ongoing purchasing. I haven't signed up for anything.
There were no terms and conditions when you ordered the product.
Oh, there were no conditions. It was a gift because I filled out a survey.
Yes, ma'am. What that was is a free trial to try
well, that,
the product.
That's not what they say. They say it's a gift for doing the survey and that all I had to pay was the shipping and handling.
Right.
Period.
So you pay shipping and handling within them 14 days. If you didn't call to cancel, you got to pay the full price of the product.
But that's not what it said.
Yes, ma'am.
This
it
was
did
with,
state that in the terms and conditions.
Well, it doesn't because this is all the companies that are doing the virus vaccines are doing this, and I just figured, well, why don't I just fill one out? Maybe it'll help them. And then it said free gift, pick your free gift, and I figured, okay, I will. So
like
I
said,
really,
it is a 14-day trial, and it did state in the terms and conditions that it was a 14-day trial. So we give you 14 days to try the product within those 14 days.
Not say that.
Yes, ma'am. I can assure you it said it was.
Is there a supervisor there? Because I am not. I do not want to be charged this money. I'm on a fixed income every month, and to think I would be.
It's a valid charge.
What?
It is a valid charge due to the terms and conditions. Like I said, we can look at the terms and conditions of the product together. If
is there a supervisor that I could talk to?
Ma'am, supervisor and I have the same policy.
Would like to speak to the supervisor.
All right, give me 1 second. I'll transfer you to him, all right?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One more second, Miss Diana. I'm just trying to get you transferred, okay?
Okay.
We are getting you transferred now. We do thank you for calling customer service. You should be reaching the supervisor shortly, okay?